Hey everybody, Matt McCarthy here at the Fantasy Sports Network, Studio 34, built into Rockin' Riley's on the fifth floor of the Renaissance Hotel. We have Mr. Ken Belson with the New York Times.
Yeah, I get a W-2 from them.
He gets a W-2 from the New York Times, which means we've suddenly got a little bit more legit here in Rugby Wrap-Up with the likes of a big-time reporter. Ken, welcome.
Thanks.
Ken, you're going to have to scoot closer to the mic because we can't afford the headsets with the microphones attached yet, or the earwigs, which you're so used to. But Ken, you're not, full disclosure, you're not really a rugby guy.
No, I cover the NFL for New York Times. I do write about other sports, certainly watched a lot of rugby. The college I went to had a rugby team called the Lemmings.
Which college was that?
Reed College, the pride of Southeast Portland.
I hope there weren't a lot of cliffs.
There were, actually.
Broomcha. Yeah, so the Lemmings, how did the Lemmings do while you were in college?
Quite good. Against the Evergreen State College, they beat them several times.
Was that the only other team near them? Or?
Well, there were some Bible colleges, too. Yeah.
Portland where?
Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Portland, Maine. Portland, yeah. Oregon.
Yes.
Where are you from originally?
Long Island.
And you just...
Just kept going west, yeah.
And
then ended up in Japan.
Horace Greeley?
Something
Go
like
West,
that.
Young man? Something
yeah,
like that?
Different newspaper, but yes. Right.
Okay, so you've done a little globetrotting in your past.
Mm-hmm.
Have you come across any rugby and wondered what the hell it was?
Yes, absolutely. I had a camp counselor many years ago, Welsh. Ended up visiting him in Cardiff and watched him play.
No
and,
kidding.
Yeah, yeah. He tried to teach us and failed miserably.
Do you remember where you watched him play?
No, I don't remember the exact ground. He took me to the hallowed ground in Cardiff to watch the National Stadium. The best part of that was that we drank beer beforehand. And it was Brain's beer.
Brain's beer.
Brain's beer.
Yeah, I've had Brain's beer.
Yeah, very good.
And it hasn't worked.
If you're just joining us, this is a big match and a big moment as Clijsters toes the line.
You know, John, Anderson has really been struggling out there today. Mistake as Clijsters clinches another title. Don't let your nutrition get in the way. USANA, the official multivitamin of the WTA.
Ken, what is your two cents on rugby? What is your American version of somebody that doesn't know what it is? What do you think?
It's strong in colleges, on college campuses. It has an avid but small following. It's a tough sport to break into in America. There's just a very crowded landscape without a television contract or revenue coming in from it is very difficult. So as your previous guest mentioned, Doug, it will be a niche sport until it gets a groundswell. And it needs a lot of help if it's going to get there. You know, there's been many, many leagues that have started and failed. It has nothing to do with the sport itself, per se. There's a lot of people say, oh, it doesn't have the timeouts that football has, all that. I think that's irrelevant. Americans will watch it if they have a chance. But, you know, there's only so many ad dollars, only so much television bandwidth.
So for those of you that are shaking your fists in anger at Ken right now, demanding, asking who the bleep he is and what does he effing know, he's actually not just a sports reporter per se. He's always investigated the business side of sports.
Yeah. I wrote one of the first stories I wrote for the New York Times sports section was about a women's soccer league, and everybody thought after the 1999 Women's World Cup and the glorious victory then that it was a no-brainer. And they overexpanded and they collapsed. And I actually wrote about the third iteration of the Women's Sports League. And the problem was ultimately the same each time. You know, where is the audience and who's paying for it? And how do you open a stadium? And is there any television money? And in the end, there wasn't. They're still kind of hanging on by a thread. They won the Women's World Cup. They won the gold medal in the 2012 Olympics. But, you know, it's a tough sell. It's a crowded, crowded landscape. And Doug has dealt with this in his case.
Doug Schoeninger, who was on previously, yep.
Yeah, you know, where do you put it in the calendar? Does it play against other sports, you know, versus, say, football? Is it a winter sport, a spring sport? Where in the country? Where are the hotbeds? These are tough questions.
Well, let me ask you this then, because fortunately, because of Al Gore, we have the information superhighway and the internet, and you don't necessarily need a network deal.
Mm-hmm.
Can a professional league survive solely on the internet?
It can if somebody's paying them for it. I mean, it's tough. Yes, you can broadcast a game, you can stream a game, but is anybody paying you dollars to do it? Ultimately, you need rights fees.
Or sponsorship versus views.
Right.
It's kind of a new dynamic.
Yes.
In the sports rugby business world that I know that you're so up to speed on.
Yeah.
New York Times. I know you can't specifically speak for the New York Times in what they will or will not do, but what would it take to get a dedicated rugby reporter at an outlet like that?
Nearly impossible. The reason is...
So you mean there's a chance?
There is a chance, yes. Two things. One is just the newspaper business and the number of people we have or don't have. We're stretched thin to begin with. But second,
well, you work for a rag, according to certain people out there.
Well, okay, I'll let them comment on that. But the second point is, you know, look, we have a lot of sports. I mean, the boxing community gets after us. Why don't you cover boxing more? Well, boxing isn't what it used to be. So it's not as if we're snubbing rugby. It's just rugby has to be bigger and we'll pay more attention to it. The Tour de France, we were all in on that when the Americans were in front. We now know why in some cases. We don't cover it as much anymore. Some sports come and go. Baseball, even. We don't go to every Met and Yankee game the way we used to.
Speaking of which.
Yes.
We have a shared affliction as fans of the New York Mets. It's a problem that we've had for quite some time. And we're not going to get over it. But they're the underdog. You've rooted for the underdog all your life. Why not root for the underdog that is rugby and become that full-time reporter for rugby and break the mold?
I certainly enjoy the sport. I was in England during the 2015 World Cup. It was fantastic theater. But, you know, rugby is a tough sport to break in America. It also is lopsided. I mean, you know, it's the same 6, 7, 8 countries each cycle. And I think there needs to be more variety. That's not an easy problem to solve.
Yeah.
The Six Nations is great theater, too. But, you know, you end up with South Africa.
Oh, listen to you. Look, you've done your homework.
Well,
you
saw the Matt Damon movie. But the All Blacks, everybody knows. Australia's.
Most people would call that the Nelson Mandela movie, not the Matt Damon movie.
Well, or the Morgan Freeman
Invictus
movie.
Invictus. Yes,
Invictus. So, no, it, you know.
Or Clint Eastwood movie.
Oh, it was his, yes. So there's potential for it, but it's a crowded landscape.
All right, Ken, you have avoided getting the talking too much bell or the misbehaving bell, and that's the first time we've gotten through a show that way. But you just witnessed a conversation I had with Doug Schoeninger, the owner of Pro Rugby USA, about the problems with the business. What was your take on that?
Well, I mean, he's run into the same problems that a lot of startup leagues have. There's just, you know, there's any number of sponsors do or don't get behind it. Sanctioning bodies do or don't get behind. It's incredibly political, not just in rugby, but many sports are similarly that way. It's almost like tenured positions at universities. You know, the smaller the pool, the angrier the fight. I've seen this in, believe it or not, the badminton community, you know, fighting over $500,000. I know. Let's get obscure here. So I think, unfortunately, it's hard to make that. It's hard to make that a professional endeavor.
All right. Two predictions that I want from you. Are the Mets going to win the World Series this year? And will there be Pro Rugby USA Season 2 in 2017?
Mets winning the World Series, I doubt it. No, they're not trading for Murphy again. And I, you know, Pro Rugby, you leave that to Doug.
All right. On that note, Mr. Ken Belson, thank you for lending us legitimacy. Matt McCarthy here for Rugby Wrap-Up at the Fantasy Sports Network Studio 34, signing off.